With MyBookie, you're not just watching football, you're cashing in on the action. Risk-free bets, thousands in cash prizes, and epic rewards every single week. The best part is, you can bet on any game, anytime, anywhere, straight from your phone. Check out MyBookie.ag and use our code Mike O'Mara to get started. It's MyBookie's 10-year anniversary, and they're rolling out the red carpet for bettors. Bet big and bet confident with risk-free Thursdays. If your boosted bet doesn't hit, you'll get your money back. Weekly, no sweat, win-win bets all season long. For those of you who have been playing with MyBookie, they've got something for you too. A brand new loyalty rewards program. In MyBookie Plus, it's simple. The more you play, the more you earn. And as you progress through the tiers, unlock exclusive promotions, epic giveaways, and cash back in your account. Make your football season a winning season with MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, only with MyBookie. Remember, MyBookie.ag and promo code Mike O'Mara. No spaces, no apostrophe. MyBookie. Light 'em up! Attention sports fans, do you love winning? Of course you do. That's why you need to check out Prize Picks, America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million members. It's super easy. Just pick more or less on 2-6 player stat projections, sit back, and watch the winnings roll in. How about a guaranteed win every week in September? Yep. Just one, yes, one, Caleb Williams passing yard gets you a win each football weekend this month. That's 4 weeks of easy W's. But don't sleep on it. This deal vanishes when September ends. But wait, there's more. Worried about injuries ruining your lineup? Relax. Prize Picks is the only real money daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy. If your player leaves the game in the first half and doesn't return, your lineup stays in play. No more stressing over those unexpected injuries. This weekend, I'm taking Derrick Henry for more than 70 rushing yards and Daniel Jones for less than 193 passing yards. Two picks I feel great about. The best part is you can win up to 100 times your money with just 4 correct picks. So what are you waiting for? Download the Prize Picks app today. Use code TMOS and get $50 instantly when you play just $5. That's right, $50 free. Just for giving it a shot. More winning, less stressing. Prize Picks is where the fun begins.
Whether you're starting or scaling your company's security program, demonstrating top-notch security practices and establishing trust is more important than ever. Vanta automates compliance for SOC 2, ISO 27001, and more, saving you time and money while helping you build customer trust. Plus, you can streamline security reviews by automating questionnaires and demonstrating your security posture with a customer-facing trust center, all powered by Vanta AI. Over 7,000 global companies like Atlassian, Flow Health, and Quora use Vanta to manage risk and prove security in real time. Get $1,000 off Vanta when you go to vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go. For $1,000 off.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
That's a handsome mug right there, buddy boy.
Still available.
What? But where would we buy such a thing?
MikeO'MaraShow.com. Hey, welcome to the show. We have a ton of stuff to get to.
So much.
Some of it sports related, some of it politics related, some of it interpersonal, some of it interpersonal relationship.
And that's our specialty.
But you know what? He's very generous with his time. It's very early in Pahrump, Nevada.
It is.
And, you know, he's here and he's standing by. And I thought we'd get our little football segment out of the way as quick as possible so that Nikki could maybe catch a few more Z's, get to the dealership early.
Big month here.
Well, yeah. Wednesday's a big day for you in the auto business, isn't it?
It really is. It's, you know, Pahrump Valley Auto Sales. It's Fordtoberfest, so pretty big month.
Fordtoberfest?
Yes.
I forgot that it was the Fords that you... You're not an affiliated Ford dealership, but
no.
You have... You
not
have
at a, all.
You've come to acquire... a tremendous amount of Ford motor cars.
No one's
accurate?
Buying them, so we just have a lot, yeah.
What do you got? You got the Escort? The Escort's a good car.
We got a lot of Fiestas. A lot of Escorts, Fiestas.
I drove one back in the day.
Yes, the Ford F-50. Very unknown.
The Ford F-50?
Yes, not the,
I know, not the F-150,
no,
right?
No, it's less than that. Not
I know what the F stands for.
Yes, it does. Yes, you do. Good to see you again, Spurlock. You're not on... vacation in the Poconos or visiting Gettysburg. I don't know what you do with your nerd time.
I like the haunted tours.
With your nerd time.
Yes, big haunted house guy.
Oh, you know what he did? Yes. Have a good
Mickey,
welcome
Mickey,
back.
Let me tell you what I did. He went to he went to see the Clydesdales.
I did.
Oh, lucky man. Wow.
Yeah. That's really great as a former Budweiser drinker who is forced into sobriety to visit those symbols of my impending death.
That had to be hard to look at a horse and not want to drink. I understand.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Nikki, if I can.
You can.
I would like to ask you about, if I may.
You may.
And you shall.
I insist.
I have to mention to you the season for my beloved team. In the NFL is not really what I had hoped for. I'm a little bummed out, Nikki. I'm a little depressed. I've also gotten to a level of acceptance of reality. I would welcome your thoughts. Anything you have to offer on the New York Giants would be welcomed to me about past, present, future, whatever you wanted to share. Because I know you live and breathe this stuff.
You hit a home run with Neighbors. I mean, that's what you gotta. He's looking like a superstar.
Yes,
a play here and there. You beat Washington. You're 2-2. So it's not the end of the world. Is it Seattle this week? I believe
it's Seattle.
Coming off a short week, Seattle. The defense looked great, and then that's because they played Bo Nix and then Bryce Young. It doesn't count. So
last
Monday night, the Detroit up and down. Goff didn't no incompletions, which means Jones will have about 16. But whatever. It's still. It's not over.
It's not over.
It's probably
shut up, Rob. He's saying he's building me up.
Probably over.
He's still got Daniel Jones, so it can only get so much better.
You mentioned that you say you beat Washington, you're 2-2, but down here in the District of Columbia, they're talking Super Bowl already.
After Jaden Daniels,
I mean, is it true? Can it last? Is it enough to make the team go to the next level that we haven't seen in 20 years?
It can. It can't last, but it can. It can be a building block. Don't get crazy, Washington. You'd have taken 10-7 and an offensive rookie of the year. You'd have taken that 100 times out of 100. And 10-7 is just good, not great. So let's the 3-1. They're not going to be 13-4.
I want to rename Nikki's segment. I want to call it, ladies and gentlemen, this is Reality Check with Nikki.
Yeah, that's me, baby.
Reality Check with Nikki. That is exactly what it is. Because the whole segment is based on your real life.
Yeah,
I think Reality Check with Nikki Diamond is something that I think we should give serious thought to renaming the segment. Yeah. I think it's beautiful.
The autumn wind is a raven, though, for you, new guy. How about that? Big win over the Bills.
A lot funner than the Orioles.
Yes.
You call him
new guy. New
guy.
Hey, you love it when you get on a plane to go watch your team score the least amount of runs possible.
That's right. At exactly. least no negatives,
That's
right?
Good. Yes.
No negatives. All right, Nikki, let's get right into the week and send you on your merry way out into the
Fordtoberfest.
Fordtoberfest.
Yes.
Don't forget. Yeah.
Well, for the third time in 5 weeks, the Atlanta Falcons are on national TV. Nobody knows why.
What's the deal with
I don't understand. We've seen them on Sunday. We've seen them on Monday. Now we get them on Thursday.
Yep.
Hopefully they're not on Thanksgiving or I will become someone who no longer lives in America. Kurt, that was extreme. I don't have the funds to leave. Anyway, Falcons -1.5 versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Baker Mayfield, the resurgence, destroyed the Eagles last week.
Incredible.
The Falcons is a sneak by the Saints. A 58-yard field goal by Yaku. Excellent game. I think the Bucs, though, they'll get pressure up the middle, and that is the kryptonite for Kirk Cousins. I think Tampa Bay goes into Atlanta, wins outright. They take the stranglehold on that division.
Pressure up the middle, Mike. You know how painful that can be.
You know, so Nikki, painful. I know you talk about disappointment in seeing so much national television coverage for the Atlanta Falcons. However, the NFL this season, when you're talking about Atlanta and you're talking about Tampa, you're talking about teams that have had amazing success against teams that they were going to get thumped by. Mm-hmm. And I think it's making the NFL more fun to watch, don't you?
You love parody. You love that anyone has a chance. No one thought Washington would be 3-1. No one thought the next team, the Minnesota Vikings, would be 4-0.
Yes.
And frankly, playing better than any team in the league. Yes, mm-hmm. I'm also including you, Kansas City Chiefs. You keep winning ugly. That can't last. Vikings in London, -2.5 versus the Jets. I mean, the Jets. If it looks like a Jet, talks like a Jet, quacks like a Jet, it's a New York Jet football
team. It's a Jet.
They can't be good on offense. Oh, we'll give them a first-round receiver. We'll give them a Hall of Fame quarterback. They're still going to score 12 to 18 points every game.
Be
incredibly frustrating.
Right.
Vikings,
but it has been said, is it true that when you're a Jet all the way?
Absolutely. They say that. That's their locker room mantra. They have it painted on the wall, and they punch it before they go out and lose 20 to 13.
Thank you for humoring his Broadway references. I appreciate that.
Well, the man, he loves Broadway. When I think Broadway, the chorus line, Hamilton, Cats, and a clearly Rent, I think of Rob Spiewak.
Thank you.
Didn't know you went that direction.
Right.
Nikki, I didn't know you were a theater aficionado.
I am. He's my Lion King. That's what I'll say.
Thank you.
Yes. Rest in peace, James Earl Jones.
Handle it all.
Sorry about the guy from Good Times, too. Tough week for me.
John Amos.
We'll have that later in the show.
Yes. Absolutely. Pittsburgh versus the Dallas Cowboys. A classic. The 70s. It's back, baby. The rivalry of the 70s. Pittsburgh at home, -2.5 versus Cowboys. The Steelers were 3-0, and then they realized we're going to be a 9-8 team. And to get to 9-8, you can't get to 4-0 because eventually it just reality hits. They lost last week to the Colts, who aren't very good. Cowboys go into Pittsburgh, win it outright.
Wow.
Pittsburgh is not that good. Cowboys find a way. They win. And then Monday night, Kansas City Chiefs, New Orleans Saints. Saints started 2-0. They're now 2-2. Kansas City, each week they win, but they get a little worse, a little worse, a little worse.
Okay.
-5. You know what a little worse means? It means they don't cover. The Saints take the points, give us 5 points. Kansas City, no more receivers, no more running backs. Mahomes, he's only one guy. He can only do so much, okay?
Okay.
He's not a one-man show, Broadway, off-Broadway. That's what they're doing. But anyway, so just Fordtoberfest, no Ford Foresta, Ford 50. Light him up, Burrofiliano Stales. Let's go, Buccaneers tonight.
That's Nikki Diamond, ladies and gentlemen. There he goes. I love it. Hits his stuff. And that sounded to me, I didn't get to it, it sounded to me like a prediction of the Saints winning that game. But I don't know.
I think it was take the points.
Points. So you know, you're a sports guy more than I am.
It's going to be close game.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. So welcome.
But lots of Falcons football for all you fans out there.
Whatever you did to your system at home, you tweaked it, Rob. I think you got it working seamlessly. It looks better than it's looked in a long time.
Yeah, it was a camera issue. I'm sorry about making us late today.
Wanted to start early, and
I know that's why I hate it.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. We are here. We are ready to believe you, and we are super excited about this coming Saturday. This coming Saturday, it is the Happy Deluxe Super Duper.
Just read the card, Mike. He'll put it up in a second. There we go.
The Mike O'Mara Show Naked Greed Money Grubbing Radiothon Cocktail Hour, October 5th. Call in with your donations. Call in with your questions. Support the show. It is our radiothon. We do that a few times a year. We really have never called it Naked Greed, which is really not what it is. It's called Naked Survival. It's actually called, I think we should rename it Naked and Afraid. Naked and Afraid, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we should call it. But
well, that's going to change the costumes.
It will. I have not acquired my Minions suit, but I know has been rehearsing his Jelly Rob outfit, and you have already acquired your Beetle Josh costume for
I have acquired
Saturday.
It.
That's wonderful.
Now, do we expect listeners to be in costume listening as well?
I would, of course. Can we bring them in if listeners are in costume? Can we do that, Josh? Or do we have the technology?
We have the technology. Yes.
All right. If you want to put it, hold on. Wait, no. Let me do this, please. All right.
All right.
I have to say this. If you are wearing a costume and you'd like to come in, we have a way of you to get through, so you'll be able to spotlight your costume. I think that would be a wonderful idea, and I'm sure that in a naked greed money-grubbing show, Josh will figure out a way for you to buy your way into the show. I think
sort of a front-of-the-line pass, like the Disney Genie?
Absolutely. Move right to the front of the line. I think it's spectacular.
And I don't think we've pushed enough that the naked greed part is that you can buy your questions.
Ask us anything. Yeah.
Buy your questions. You can do that in advance, Josh Soroka. Is that true?
It's up on the store now. You can send in your question. That way, if you won't be available on Saturday, you can still get it answered.
Right. Okay. All right. So we look forward to it. Rob, I interrupted you. You were going to say something before.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it'd be great if the listeners dressed up as each other. So
don't. Don't. God.
Mike, you know what that is? That's just pure silly.
Here's the way. He is so in touch with the listening audience in that way.
Not really.
Because right now, what he just said, when my mind works very quickly when we are on the air here. And right. I just processed in that he has got people out there that went, at that moment when he said that, he said, listeners can dress up as each other. And it's like, I heard the collective inhale from about eight people.
Yeah. You know? It was Mike. It's pure silliness. Who would do this? No one would do this.
And we pull eight people onto the show and we have no clue what their costume is.
That would be fun. And if you say you're in costume and you think it's worth your while, we'll let you come on in and visit.
It would be very embarrassing if we pulled in a listener that was not in costume that we thought was in costume.
And that's very possible.
And that's very possible. Especially
so we will
on a
see
weekend.
You Saturday night, 7 p.m. Eastern time. We're all going to be in costume, and we're looking forward to it. I can't guarantee, based on how I will come to the show, with a newfound jubilance that will surprise everybody. I can't guarantee the costume will stay on for the entire show.
Oh, so you will strip?
To say that. I don't know. I will not strip, Rob.
So how much yellow makeup have you ordered?
So you really want me to go all day with that? I haven't been to the costume shop yet.
Do you have one down there? Do you have a pop-up Spirit Halloween in your neighborhood?
There would be absolutely no way we wouldn't. This is Fort Myers, Florida. This is the white trash capital of the United States.
I was thinking they would have a Spirit Halloween all year.
No, believe me, any stores that have electric bike parking will be ready to go. We'll be ready to rock and roll for this. So look forward to that. 7 p.m. We'll see you there. Debate night in America. Either one of you take a peek? Did any of you watch the debate last night?
Watched the whole thing.
I didn't watch the whole thing. I watched about an hour of it and decided that there was – well, this is my theory on it, all right? I wrote this down. Pretty normal. And I think, as Americans, I'd like to see the ratings. I think we now hate normal.
Yeah, we want to see fireworks.
I think we hate normal in our politics. I think we like the big drama. We like Biden coming out and going, we like Trump doing Trump.
Eating people.
We're not going to vote for the person that's normal, but we love it. It's such a carnival that when you see two guys come out and be relatively respectful to one another and occasionally agree with one another and do that. It's to me, it was a state of normalcy.
I think you're right. And I think one of the reasons is that I think everyone knows who they're going to vote for and has known for months.
Probably correct.
The debate is really sort of just a gesture by the candidates to put themselves out there.
I think
and if
so.
It's not going to be exciting MTV Vince McMahon styled entertainment,
right,
no one cares.
We had
they're
that
not
one
changing
already.
Any minds.
We had the biggie.
Yeah, well, we had two of them.
Yeah,
really,
we had two of them. One that changed the race completely, and and that was it. I thought that it was. Yes, go ahead, Josh. Yeah.
Well, I don't think this changed anyone's mind on who to vote for.
Right.
But I do think it let us get to know these guys better for whatever their future career is. I saw a lot of people afterwards commenting about how they wished this was the presidential ticket because it was two guys that seemed normal.
Yeah, so that's the story today. The story
today.
Well,
they're misogynists because they just don't want a woman in the White House.
Misogynist? Is that a new pronunciation that we have?
Just joking around. Once again, don't dress as each other and don't say misogyny as misogyny.
I have to say this, that that seems to be the story coming out of the debate last night, that the normalcy of it was something that was a flashback to where we were. And I also think that my guy, Walls, was a little nervous at the beginning and had a out of the gate. I looked over and I kind of looked at my wife, as I always do, and went, and then he hit his stride. And then they both chugged along, and it was what it was.
People, yeah. I have a question about when he seemed nervous, because people were predicting. I actually saw an interview with like a speech teacher, a public speaking teacher, predicting what the debate was going to be like, and they said Vance is better in these small audience-less environments, and Walls is better in a big rally type thing. He speaks big. He gestures big.
He got better and better as the debate went on.
And I'm sure they coached the hell out of him. But at any point, did he seem like too big for the room because that's the way he speaks?
No. As a matter of fact, he, as I said, the first absolute first 2 minutes was, and not so shaky that he was a closet case.
It was rambling.
He was, it was kind of, you know, the mouth thing going on a little bit, and then it went on. But it was one of the things that that I have to criticize. The moderators sucked again. The moderators
could not have been more.
Nora O'Donnell,
boo.
Who I believe that debate was over, and somebody went over to Nora O'Donnell and went and then took her face off, and behind was circuitry behind her face.
David Muir, because David Muir looked like the Hall of the Presidents. So I mean, it's
Nora O'Donnell. I didn't mention this even last night when I was watching it. That level of makeup, and I never noticed this until last night that she puts on.
Yeah.
With the look that she has, I think. Creates almost, you know, when you'd see the old films, Rob, where they would Vaseline the camera.
Yeah, yeah,
right.
Sure.
And they do that. Speaking of misogyny, here
misogyny.
I am talking about makeup misogyny. It just was. I thought they were a little stiff, and I thought that they were, you know, they seemed to be a little overwhelmed by the most.
What they should have done is put in the freewheeling, have fun swinger named Scott Pelley. Now, that's a guy who knows how to have fun.
Well, I never understand with the moderators why they don't have different moderators from different TV channels and try to make it fair that way. Did Walls misspeak, or is there a story behind him saying that he became friends with school shooters?
I have no idea, and I missed that. I missed what was that later on in the debate?
When they were talking about guns, and he was rambling and talked about how he's became friends with school shooters, and of course that's the clip that, you know, that's the clip J.D. Vance's team is going out with.
I'm sure. I bet he was trying to indicate he became friends with victims.
I assume he meant victims.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it's a
an odd moment.
An odd moment that brought you a little joy. Tell the truth.
No,
you a little joy.
No, I enjoyed the joy for me was Walls' faces. He would make faces during the debate, like he was shocked and surprised, and
that's acting.
That's what brought me joy.
Acting.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
nothing was brought me as much joy, Mike, last night as watching three more episodes of Monsters, the Lyle and Eric Menendez story.
So you did not log any time with the debate at all?
No, I just didn't feel up to it last night.
I will tell you this, that I just wish moderators, when a question is not answered, would really make it everybody gets called. They did it with Walls. Yeah. They didn't do it with Vance. And Vance, I think maybe the first three questions did not answer the questions directly, and the only callback seemed to me, and I only gave it an hour before I said, okay, there's no fist fight, time for bed. They did it to Walls, and it's just because I think Walls, even with JD being JD, appeared to be the more friendly guy. And so they went to him and said, well, you didn't answer the question with that. And there was something that they were asking him about right at the end about when he was in China.
Yes.
And it was weird. And he went on to, as Josh would say, ramble a little bit. But JD didn't do did the ducking of the questions, and that's the professionalism that you get when you become a United States senator.
Yeah,
of any party.
Yeah, especially
that's
a
when
slippery
the skill
one.
Set exists. Yeah. That you are doing so many interviews like that that you do it. I'm sure a sitting governor gets the same situation where Walz was strong was talking mm-hmm. about his record in Minnesota, well, which is very strong.
And he was a senator before governor, right?
As far as well, no, he's a congressman.
Congressman.
It's not the same. Skill set at evading questions that a United States senator has.
I saw a nice video clip of him as a congressman yesterday, and he had hair, so I couldn't recognize him.
Wow, that's a long – yeah, because it's like 15 years ago that he was a congressman. So all in all, kind of a push. Nothing, obviously. Move the meter. Right. That's where we were with the debate last night. And, you know, and I was –
My favorite analysis came from my father, is that every time they mention Vance, he keeps thinking of the pig from – Big Top Pee Wee.
Vance! It is. It is what it is. And speaking of politics, we, I think we would be doing our audience a disservice if we did not acknowledge Jimmy Carter's 100th birthday, the very first president ever to reach the 100 mark. And what it bodes for the rest of the world, in the country, really, is that that's going to be happening more and more. Remember back in the day, way back in the day of lovable old Willard, who would come out with the Smucker's Jam segment on the Today Show and mention people that were turning 100 years of age because it was so unique and so isolated and so special. I don't know what the statistics are now about how many people are turning 100, but it seems to be more and more and more people are reaching that that milestone. And is it me or does it seem that Jimmy Carter has been in hospice care for the last 15 years?
He's not in hospice.
He is in hospice, Rob. He's in hospice care. He's been in hospice care.
But not for 15 years, though.
I was making
houses.
A joke about
okay,
that.
Okay, all
see,
right.
That's what I was doing. I was all saying right. hospice care, but he is in hospice care currently, and he was in hospice care before his wife passed away as well.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. I think it's been 5 years. I think it was during COVID and all that he moved over.
Someone in the chat room says 18 months. So I'm sorry, the truth lies in the middle, I'm sure. But
that's why I was making a joke about it.
All right, Mike, I didn't catch your joke. Sorry.
Yeah, I know, because you didn't watch you watched Monsters. That's what you
didn't,
you watched.
Because your wife wouldn't let you.
Two days ago
you were. Yeah.
No.
Yes.
No. No, that's not it. All right. All right.
And if you watched the debate, you would have known the answer.
That's true. Or at least dodge the question.
So, anywho, it's Jimmy Carter, 100 years of age, and
do you want to make it to 100?
No,
neither do I.
Not right now, but I will tell you that I am around the guys that I have not probably weekly experience with. I've got guys that are north of 80, and the guys that I see are the ones that are still extremely active. And still get out there. And
they're octogenarians, Mike.
And they hit the egg. And they are their peers. They can laugh. There are certain guys that handle it differently. There's one guy, my buddy Dino. And Dino is absolutely one of the most
Mike,
pleasant
how you
people.
Doing, baby?
Different kind. But he is such a joy. And when I watch him, I say to myself, well, that is something I will probably have to work on, because the vast majority of people that I am in contact with that get up in those late 70s, early 70s kind of are the opposite side. They're not necessarily unpleasant, but they're not joy factories. This guy is always pleasant and always just kind of lighthearted. And I
think that's a key ingredient to making it that long, if you want to make it that long.
Well, there are a lot of curmudgeons that I hang out with, too. A lot of guys like me.
Are they as old as them?
One of them is, and I can't qualify him as a curmudgeon because he's just impatient in that old person impatient way.
Sure.
Like, if you ever want to have fun, come to an elderly area at about 5 o'clock. at a popular restaurant. You don't even have to get a table. Just go in and sit down and watch old people when they walk into a restaurant. When old people walk into a restaurant, it is a delight to watch if there's a line.
Yeah.
Because they come in and it's just hands at the side, and it's you know, it's like a little bird in a nest that wants to be fed. And I'm very aware of it. I don't know why it annoys me so much, but it does. You know?
I have a very particular strain of that old person that I like. And they go in, and I have to take my hat off for this. Hold on. They go in and they say, how long of a wait? And then they say, how long it is, say 20 minutes. Then they put their glasses up like this. And they walk around with their glasses on their forehead and they say, are you sure it's going to be 20 minutes? Because I see on your list how many people there are. They start to figure out the situation. They get involved. And
right.
Those are the people that are going to die first because they care too much.
You know the other old people that are going to die first?
Well,
people that check into a motel or a hotel when there are 400 people in back of them. And the process is this. This is my name. I have a reservation. Give me my key.
Precisely.
That is all you need at that moment to effing do if you have any situational awareness of the people in back of you. But there will inevitably, when there is a line of people behind some senior citizens, there will be question and answers.
Oh,
and
always.
It is un-effing necessary. Now, I want to share with you, speaking of seniors,
seniors,
a moment.
Yes.
All right. This is how I would describe this, gentlemen. And I wrote it down like this. When someone is pissed at you and you really want to lash back, but you know that you are in the wrong.
Oh, that's tough.
Yesterday, I blasted out of here. I had a lot of things to do. There's a lot of moving parts. My wife is going to a conference this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
My son is off Thursday and Friday. We have had to move things around because he's got Rosh Hashanah. Is it Rosh Hashanah? I believe it is. Followed
Happy
by
New Year. Happy New Year to our friends.
Parent-teacher conferences.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of moving parts in the O'Mara household. So I am blasting out of the community. In our community, Rob, Josh, you've both been in here. I believe our speed limit would be like 15 to 22 miles an hour, somewhere in that.
I think it is 15, actually.
I think it's 15 and maybe 22 on the outer area. However,
I was pulled over during my morning walk. That's how slow it is.
There's no law enforcement in here, not even security, except at the gate.
Yeah, there's a guy at the gate.
So yesterday, this has happened now. And I'm wrong. I want to start
clearly.
I want to say right out, right, I am wrong. What I did was incorrect. But in my community, you have the side streets where there are homes and people backing out and la-da-da-da-da-da-da. There is also, out on the main drag, a sidewalk on the far left. As you're coming out, you can eat.
You can't eat the sidewalk.
There is a lady who and when you get to the main drag, you are no longer right next to any houses. You're on a wider lane that is separated by an island. One going out of the community, one lane going into the community.
Right.
That's how it works. There's a sidewalk. And and you have cyclists and walkers that occasionally will be on the right side of the road.
Now,
they
when you
are
say
easily
walkers,
visible. Yes.
Do you mean pedestrians or people with walkers?
Daywalkers.
Daywalkers. Okay, very good.
And they're easy to see.
Of course.
This creature has decided that she prefers to walk on the inside lane of the island, which is
why
it don't really know.
Suicide?
I have no idea.
There is no reason to do this.
I also will tell you that when I hit that double you know, island separation, my concerns, if there are no pedestrians on the right side, are usually eradicated. And if I am in a hurry, that's when I kick in the speed. And probably get the car up to the 40 or 41 mark.
100 miles an hour.
650 miles per hour. I go by this lady, and I'm going faster than the the posted speed in the community. I give you that. And I get, slow down! And I am, this is the emotion that surges through my body.
Okay.
The desire to lash back.
Yeah, of course.
I want to lash back. I really wanted to lash back. But I'm in the wrong. And in order for me to lash back, I would have to go out of the community and come back in. And then, like, bump into her again, which I don't get.
You know,
I am
been a
so
great
pissed
way.
At her. What?
Mike, I know that that's, it's frustrating because what's happened is she's called you on bad behavior and you have no defense.
Right.
But if you had turned around, gone back and doubled back so you were right by her, what you should have done is just driven by her at the exact same speed that she's walking. So for about a quarter mile, you're just next to her. And then you can't be going too fast. And then
like
you can even
following her? You mean following behind
no,
her?
No, you don't want to follow her. You want to be absolutely in line with her so that your driver's side door or passenger side door is right next to her. And just stay with her the whole time.
So I am following her, technically.
No. Side by side. You're walking with her.
Yeah, but
backwards?
You're in a car. No, you turn around.
Yeah, you loop around.
Okay. Yeah. And that way, and that's a good way of saying
so
sorry.
So I'd have to catch up to her and be going in the direction she's walking.
Exactly.
It requires technically, that is following her.
Well, I suppose.
We're having a little communication issue today. I just want to make double sure that we kind of understand that's what I would be doing. I would be going in the same direction, and then I would catch up to her, and that's when I would parallel.
Like, that's the way to say you're sorry while simultaneously mocking her.
Would I be staring at her?
Yes. And also, you may roll down your window, but not talk to her.
Just look at her.
Yes.
So it would be like this. So the window would roll down. And this is if she was on the driver's
right,
side.
Right,
right. Be driving now. Hold on. Let me go. Hold on. It'd be more like this. Right, as I'm driving along.
Very slow turn.
Like to do that.
The one thing you could say is you could, you know, after about a quarter mile next to her, 2/10 of a mile, just say, you know, Jimmy Carter just turned 100.
Yeah. I have to say they're starting to arrive. Josh, you're up north. So
tis
you don't
the
know.
Season, though, Mike.
They're starting
the
to come
season.
Down, and they've arrived when it's warmer than it's normally down here, when it's rainier than it is normally down here. And so you got everybody that's been here, like myself, the full-timers, and we're pissed. And you got the people from up north that in their little perfect world, it's not
sure.
The perfect temperature. So they're pissed. And
might as well have stayed in Indiana, honey.
And outdoor activities have been disrupted because the world is turning into a lake. And
yes.
And that's what it is. So everything's a little unsettled. I heard a great term the other day, cabin fever. For those of us, we never have it down here. We're always outside. That's
sure.
What you do in Florida. You're outside. But people have it down here now because of all this crap. We're going to get more of it, too, which is good news. It's going to be delightful. So anyhow, I want to get to our man, Josh, because
Thank
he's
you.
The guy that's up there in Baltimore experiencing the birds. I thought about you a lot yesterday, Josh. I really
did
because I was thinking about how, first of all, how joyful it must be, win, lose, or draw, and they lost yesterday, but being up there in the stadium with your mom, I mean, with your dad, with your brother, that's just got to be super cool, right?
Yeah, my brother didn't make the trip.
He didn't come, so it's just you and your dad.
Me and my dad and my brother-in-law.
Okay.
So,
was your brother supposed to make the trip?
He had a class he had to teach last night. So
okay. He's a professor.
He wasn't able to
yes.
make it.
Dr. Schroeper was not at the game.
Right.
But no, it's for me, it doesn't matter. Just being in Camden Yards and up here, it's like going to church. It's
okay. It's your religion.
It's relaxing. It's refreshing. So it's
nice.
It was just great being back up in the stadium. And it was a good ball game. So you can't complain about that. The Orioles just didn't score. They got runners on, didn't score.
I'm really surprised you're not going to game number two, though. I'm really blown away by that. I thought you were going to both games.
Well, my goal was to go to game number three to save some money on game number two so I can come back for the ALDS.
So you got in advance, did you get tickets to
1 and 3?
1 and 3. So yeah. Did you have a hunch that it wasn't going to be a walk in the park for the birds?
No. I just saw it as I would play it by ear with game two.
Okay.
So are you superstitious about wins? Like the fact that maybe if you had bought tickets for 1 and 2, it could have affected the outcome in any way?
A little bit about making plans.
Okay.
Like I won't buy my flights for next week ahead of time.
You're going to make it to Las Vegas though, right?
Yeah, eventually.
If we win the first podcast, he's coming. Yes.
Right.
How? When is the World Series? When is that actually? I know it's based on, the team.
It's like the week before Vegas.
It's the week before. Yeah, that's how long
it goes. It's the last week in October.
Okay. All right. I get it.
The last game is November 1st, I believe.
Is that getting later and later and later?
A little bit. It's been around the end of October for a while.
End of October.
Because I remember Reggie Jackson was called Mr. October.
Yes, because of his incredible postseason record, right?
And his role in The Naked Gun.
Let's take a break. Yes, Josh, yes.
I was just going to say my biggest frustration was that on my Orioles podcast this week, I said that there's going to be a point in the game where Bobby Witt Jr. is up with a man in scoring position and the Orioles must walk him. They did not do that yesterday, and that's the one run the Royals scored.
Yeah, and
so it was frustrating.
So we have to see. I'll be watching today, and I'm thinking, it's given me a rooting interest in baseball again because I know our guy lives and dies. What's the mood when you're walking out of Camden Yards after yesterday's game? Is there visible anger?
No.
These jerks.
There is there's frustration because we saw Corbin Burns pitch his best game ever as an Oriole.
Right.
And all we needed was one.
Do you know where Rob's brain just went? Corbin Burnson again. It went back to Corbin Burnson.
But I used the joke yesterday, so what I did is I tamped it down.
There you go. Well, good luck. Another game today at Camden Yards.
Yep.
Afternoon game?
4:30.
Okay.
And the good news is you can go have lunch with your buddies in Arnold, and you won't have to drive out to Rob's house to fix his internet.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good
thing. It was never my internet.
Let's take a break. We will come back with the roundtable. And later on in the show, when someone is pissed at you and her name is Carla. Yes, Suri. Very exciting. I look forward to that.
Just what means she loves you.
Sunnier days, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, as a parent, I don't need to tell you how busy I am or how busy you are. That's why you need Nurture Life. Nurture Life is a meal delivery service. They are focused on helping busy parents easily feed their babies and their kids from 10 months old all the way up to 10 years old. The company provides fresh meals and snacks that are delicious, nutritious. They are fully cooked, ready to serve in just 1 minute. Ah, that's helpful when you got little ones, robbing around. Did you have something you wanted to say? You put your big finger up.
Yeah, I just said one for 1 minute. One minute, that's all.
Okay, very good. Let's see. Ready to serve, just a minute. Nurture Life lets kids enjoy a healthy diet while still eating all of their favorites, like mac and cheese, spaghetti and meatballs, and so much more. Michael loves the corn dog, so what sets Nurture Life apart from other meal delivery services? It's how amazing they taste and how healthy they are, and it's even allergy-friendly. It's about time that a flexible meal subscription existed for babies and kids. So head to NurtureLife.com and use code TMOS for 55% off your first order. That's right, 55% off. Once again, NurtureLife.com, 55% off. And make sure you use our promo code TMOS so they know that we sent you, ladies and gentlemen. Roundtable news.
News. Your tidbits, Mike.
We begin today with Diddy in the news again, ladies and gentlemen. And the Diddy factor is very much alive. Another 120 people are suing Diddy for sexual assault, sex trafficking, and other crimes. A lawyer representing them says the claims by both men and women date back to 1991. Many of the alleged victims say they were drugged and then raped after being promised a foot in the showbiz door. He also said that the companies who profited from turning a blind eye to Diddy's actions will be named. These include banks, pharmaceutical companies, hotels, even record labels like Bad Boy, Universal, and Epic. These are big companies.
That's big stuff, yeah.
He claims a lot of famous people are caught up in this. Quote, some of this behavior occurred at well-known venues and private residences of people we all know. Many powerful people will be exposed. Many dirty secrets will be revealed. The names will shock you. The lawyer says 25 of the victims were underage when they alleged the violations took place. This gets worse and worse. The youngest accuser, 9 years old.
Oof.
At least one case, a woman claims she was drugged with a horse tranquilizer. And there are some of these allegations that are mentioned, and they're actually too nasty to mention even here. It's kind of gross.
I have a prediction that many of the allegations will prove to be true, not all of them, and I don't think we're going to see a lot of famous people as involved as people are saying.
No, they've been teasing that since the first arrest.
Yeah.
The name
that
pops up occasionally, but there's no confirmation on it, is Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah.
You hear that name mentioned an awful lot.
He's been connected to bad stuff before, too.
It's just... I think when you have that level of celebrity, the idea that I think it goes two ways. When we look at celebrities, people that are in movie stars, TV stars, music stars, you think to yourself in the general public, wow, must be easy for them to get a date, to find somebody that adores them. If you want to be promiscuous. You probably have an easy time if you're a good-looking guy. I was watching an interview with Rob Lowe, who talked about his lifestyle prior to settling down, prior to getting his life together. There was a video back in the day where he was in a hotel room, I think at the Democratic National Convention.
With two women, right?
With two women. But at the same time, I think that if you take that to its extreme, I have been around enough celebrities. I've observed the real celebrity, which are in my world, movie stars and TV stars.
Yeah,
at a national level, like Hollywood people.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed the attitude. And he was a low level guy, but he was somebody who was with a bunch of his buddies, and he was a Dylan. One of the lower Dylan that was an entourage.
A lower Dylan,
and he was kind of like. The attitude was such that, the swagger, we can get away with it. So the point I'm trying to lead up to here is when you're talking about this lifestyle of we're celebrities, we can do anything, that the thrill of simply having a woman or a man throw themselves at you because you're so famous is not enough. And so it gets worse and worse and worse. And you get to a point where you believe you are completely and utterly bulletproof. And if you are that minded, which is sick, you take it to an absolute extreme with people that are desiring the fame that you have.
And it's not a new phenomenon either. I mean,
not at all.
If you go back dozens and dozens of years, people get famous. They surround themselves with yes men.
Yeah, we've had the stories about it, whether it's a Hollywood executive, whether it's a movie star. And
they're
it just sucks.
Systematically removing themselves from reality. Now, I do know one person who will not be mentioned on all this Diddy stuff, and she is a television judge, a red-haired country singer, who will not come up in this investigation.
Hey, everybody. This is Reba McEntire.
Do you care about anything?
I do.
Do you care
I
about
do.
Anything? And what
I
is
do.
Wrong with you today?
But
what is wrong? Is it because you had trouble connecting to us today? What is,
hey everybody, this
what
is
wrong
McEntire.
With you?
Mike, there are two things at play. Yes, I was a little upset about the connection issue. And also, it's a dark topic, and I wanted us to transition perhaps to something with just a spoonful of sugar. And you know I love my Reba tape.
All right, how about celebrity death? Yes, Josh.
I'm just rooting for her name to be on the list now.
Oh, so I can be found a liar?
Yes.
Liar and a cheat?
famous people, Rob.
Yeah.
Dropping like flies.
I know, left and right.
You know who I'm going to talk about here, don't you?
I do, as a matter of fact.
John Amos passed away yesterday. He passed away August 21st.
Wow. What?
His death was just announced yesterday. So
you know
we just
who
found
was upset,
out about
Mike,
it.
Is Esther Roll.
Damn, damn, damn!
Did no one visit him for 2 months?
Has no one fought this?
Wow, August 21st.
That's, you know what? That's he needs a new
That's
publicist.
Worth a story, but we're not going to get it. You know, we're not going to have anybody doing that investigation. You got to play Esther Rolle again.
One more time.
You went to all the trouble of finding it.
So. I know I did.
John Amos passed away yesterday, ladies and gentlemen. That's very unfortunate.
And she was just, it hadn't really sunk in yet, Mike. She was straightening up the kitchen. This is the beautiful Good Times apartment in Chicago, Illinois.
Esther Rolle, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, Esther Rolle.
It's coming. Wait for it.
Wait for the punch bowl. All
right,
ah, the punch bowl, yes.
Damn, damn, damn!
That
She's
is acting.
Upset. Yeah, it is.
John Amos, best known as
beginning
James.
Of the fourth season, Mike, if you want to find
James Evans, the dad on the 70s sitcom Good Times. He also played the older Kunta Kinte on the miniseries Roots.
Mm-hmm.
And Cleo McDowell in Coming to America, and its 2021 sequel. His big career break was playing the weatherman, Gordy Howard.
Gordy, yeah.
On the Mary Tyler Moore Show. So,
can I play a couple other clips just because I like him a lot?
Absolutely, because he's iconic.
I love more than probably the average person, I love Coming to America, because deep down, it's
funny
an old-fashioned movie.
Right.
It really, really is. And this is him explaining the magic of his restaurant, McDowell's. See, he's got trouble.
Me and the McDonald's people, we got this little misunderstanding. See, they're McDonald's. I'm McDowell's. Huh? They got the golden arches. Mine is the golden arcs. Huh? See, they got the Big Mac. I got the Big Mick. We both got two all-beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, and onions. But they
Louis
use
Anderson.
A sesame seed bun. My buns have no seeds.
Louis Anderson.
I know.
And that's also a little cameo from Louis Anderson.
He's great in it. He's great.
It makes me want to go back and watch that movie again. It really
also
does.
From the towards the end of the movie, here's a scene with two great recently deceased people. This is John Amos and James Earl Jones, who is the king of whatever.
Fantastic.
That's so good.
No, you have been inconvenienced, and I'm prepared to compensate you. Shall we say $1 million?
No way.
Very well, then, $2 million.
You haven't got enough money to buy my daughter off.
Nonsense.
Joffy, apologize to Mr. McDowell.
I will do no such thing. The man is beneath me, and so is his daughter.
I don't give a damn who you are. This is America, Jack. Now, you say one more word about Lisa here, and I'm going to break my foot off in your royal ass.
Fun. Yeah. Great clips.
Thank
oh,
you.
Yeah.
Thank
so
you.
Safe home, John Amos. We move on to another celeb. Leah Thompson admits that she was, quote, really snooty to Michael J. Fox when they first started working together on Back to the Future. And there are two reasons for that. First, Fox wasn't the original choice to play Marty McFly.
This is true.
Eric Stoltz,
mm-hmm.
He was the first choice, but
there's
got fired.
Footage, if you buy the, like, I think the Blu-ray, you can see footage they shot with Stoltz, and it's weirdly upsetting because he's so not what you expect.
So not Marty McFly?
He's really not Marty McFly, no sir.
Well, unfortunately, I like Eric Stoltz, you know.
Yeah, what's not
prank
to like?
Prank call, prank call! But he got fired after filming began, and he and Leah were good friends. They had just worked together on the 1984 movie The Wildlife. Second, Fox was a TV actor. Leah says, quote, there was a big division between movie stars and TV stars at that point. I remember being like, he's just a TV star, and I'm a movie star. I was in Jaws 3D. She's
Snooty.
Being funny. She's being
yeah.
funny.
Good.
Obviously, she warmed up to Michael, quote, he was so funny and so fun to act with and, you know, became one of the famous franchises of all time, ladies and gentlemen.
One of the best trilogies. It really is a lot of fun to watch still to this day.
Yeah. Michael J. Fox, and no comment from him on that. Hey, if you need to declutter and get rid of some crap, try pretending someone crapped on it. Rob,
sometimes,
this is for you.
Like, sometimes you don't even need to pretend.
Have you heard of the poop rule?
No, I have not heard of the poop rule.
It went viral on TikTok after a woman with ADHD heard about it from a therapist. She has trouble organizing, and it's supposed to make it easier to let go of stuff you don't really need. Here's what happens. The technique is simple. Pick something up in your hands and pretend there's poo on it.
Okay.
Really try to visualize, Rob, the feces.
Okay, feces.
Then ask yourself, if there really was poop on this, would I wash it or throw it away? Do you think you could do that?
I could do it, but I think most things I'd keep. Is it human or animal? They were pictures.
Which would be something that would make you more prone. I would, of course, be more prone to throw away human.
Yeah,
human
me too.
Stain.
But also I have a harder time imagining it because I'm more likely to run into animal around the house, but not always.
No, just picture, one of your family members goes down and poops on a CD.
All right.
Would you wash it off?
On the box or like the paper insert?
The paper insert.
I might try to wash it.
See how hard it is for him, Josh, to even have this discussion?
I like to have, Mike, I like things.
He'd have CDs, stained, poop-stained CDs.
Only if I couldn't clean them.
If it is something you'd wash, then keep it. If it's something you wouldn't, then throw it out.
What about your golf clubs?
Golf clubs, it depends. If we're being specific like you were, depends on the part of the golf club.
Well, okay,
if it's
not
on the hand,
grip.
If it's on the grip. There you go. That was easy. That was super easy. All right, time for a cat story. I'll put on my Anchorman voice for this.
Good, thank you.
A gray cat living an extraordinary life of visits to the beach and trips to the lake went on his biggest adventure alone, traveling hundreds of miles from Wyoming to California. But how the feline named Rainbow made it home after 2 months of getting lost in Yellowstone National Park.
You've been there.
During a summer camping trip remains a mystery. Benny and Suzanne Aguiano and their two cats arrived in Yellowstone Fishing Bridge RV Park on June 4th for the cats' first trip to the forest. But soon after they arrived, Rainbow was startled.
Oh, no.
And ran into the nearby trees. The couple looked for him for 4 days.
Are you buying that?
even laying out his favorite treats and toys. Then they finally had to drive back to Salinas, California, all the way from Jellystone. On June 8th, Suzanne Aguiano said she was crushed, but never lost hope that she would find Rainbow. Then a lady in California spotted him near the couple's home, and she took him to the local SPCA, where his collar identified him, and he was then picked up by the couple all the way from Yellowstone to Salinas, California, ladies and gentlemen.
Heartwarming.
When asked about his journey, Rainbow said, "Whatever." Cat speak. No, that wasn't my last story.
Oh, I thought that was your kicker.
No, Mike, I hate
when I make mistakes.
Finally today.
Damn.
It is often said that there is a thin line between love and hate.
Yes,
but is it okay to sometimes hate your long-term partner? This is another story that goes kind of towards Rob on this, Josh. If you ask actress Jamie Lee Curtis, it's practically necessary. Asked about the secret to her 40-year marriage to actor Christopher Guest, she recently said the key includes patience, perseverance, and a really good dose of hatred. Relationship experts say it's normal for couples to experience moments of what feels like genuine hatred.
Mm-hmm. I agree. You know, hate is a very passionate emotion. Love is also a passionate emotion, but you know what isn't? Indifference. If you just throw your hands up in the air and say, that's just the way they are, that means you don't care that much. But if something can really piss you off, something can really drive you crazy, you love that person.
The difference between couples who last and those who don't can lie in how they handle their emotions in these moments. When you're feeling the love, it's important to label it. I believe in that, by the way. I do believe in that. It's important to say, you know what, I'm having a love you moment. I do that all the time.
I hear it from you so often.
That's true. And do you do it with your spouse?
Yeah.
I'm having a love you moment.
Well, I don't use that sort of stupid technology word, but I say, I love you.
Technology.
I mean, like, what I meant is modern. It's like, I'm having a love you moment. That's like saying, let's table that. At the end of the day, is
what
the
do you say? What do you say out of curiosity?
I said, please let me go.
Greer said a great way to help hateful moments dissipate is to build up a reservoir of positive emotions.
Hmm.
Take note, not the only aspects of your partner that you adore, but also why they make you feel good.
Okay,
so
that
when
makes
you have
sense,
those hateful moments, do you think
label the hateful moments? Do you say I have a hate you moment?
Do you, Rob? Do you label those?
Well, what I do is I have a reservoir of love you moments, and more like an ocean of hate you moments. They're different.
Reservoir and ocean. Do the math. We will take a break and come back with something very brief because we are running a little bit behind today. I know Josh hates when I say that. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, on Post-Debate Wednesday. Ladies and gentlemen, that's right.
That's what we're calling it?
More analysis not coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show. It's easy to be your best self with DermGlowSkin.com. Just one dose a week and you are on your way to losing 21 to 26% of your weight while improving blood sugar, cholesterol, and blood pressure. And if you do, maybe your wife will walk the dogs in the morning. And then you'll say thank you and she'll say, uh-huh. But what if
that's
you don't
like
needles?
That's a love you moment, isn't it?
That is, absolutely. Do you have an injection objection? Well, never fear. Sublingual semaglutide drops are here. You just put them under your tongue, and you are off to the races. If you don't qualify for semaglutides or tirzepatide, they offer weight loss with somorolin, which is available as an injection or a tablet. It doesn't get any more convenient than that, kiddo. The products are delivered to your door in 7 to 10 business days. You can qualify from the comfort of your home. Afterpay is coming also, so it's time to try DermGlow, making the best you that you can be inside and out. Start your transformation today at DermGlowSkin.com. I'm Mike O'Mara, and I approve this message. Let's talk about caffeine. I have my Mike O'Mara Show mug still available at the Mike O'Mara Show store, and I love it, love it, love it, and I'm on my second big, big goblet of this delicious
caffeine. I've been trying to knock down my caffeine, and I don't do coffee, as you know. I drink tea, I drink iced tea, and of course, I have my sugary sodas that I crave and love. But you might wonder, how much is too much, and what is it doing to your body? I know that when I was going through my health scare, caffeine can give you a fake blood sugar spike that you're not expecting. So, I mean, a little bit of caffeine can make your blood sugar look crazy, even when it's not. And so Sunday, actually this past Sunday, was National Coffee Day. And you say, how many cups do you drink a day?
Two.
Okay. The American Heart Association and the FDA says that the 3 to 4 cups is usually between 300 and 400 milligrams of caffeine. But you drink huge cups, don't you?
Well, I mean, these mugs are hearty. This is the kind of, I like to have the coffee in a decent vessel like this.
I do too. Would be,
how many ounces do you think this is, Josh? As far as this cup.
I think it's either 12 or 15.
12 or 15 ounces. That's the mug, and yeah, I have two of these a day.
Well, that's okay. Let's say that's 24 to 30 ounces.
Okay.
And a cup is 8 ounces, so that's like almost 4 cups right there. So
really?
You're putting it away. Do you still have Diet Cokes throughout the day at all?
Occasionally, yes.
Yeah, Coke or Diet Coke will hit you up. You'll need the equivalent of 2 cups of coffee
This is your story, right? You brought this to the table. Is this the one you wanted to talk about? I'm sorry. I'm just giving you a hard time.
I'll tell you, my Red Bull says it's 114.
Yeah, that's too much. That really is.
What is the minimum?
Well, there's no minimum, but you really should keep it between 300 and 400 milligrams of caffeine daily. And if you have that much, I always felt.
How many milligrams in two of these?
Three or four cups of coffee will give you 300 to 400. But I think you're closer to 400 already because of the size of your coffee. And if you get it, it gets to be the kind of thing where it is a tolerance issue. I mean, if you skip your coffee, do you get a headache?
No.
I do.
You see, I do too.
I say that, but I'll tell you something. One of my go-tos, especially with the new schedule.
Yeah.
That we have, we have been, and people should realize this, we are up taping this for your consumption usually very early in the morning. And so
what time do you set an alarm? I forget if you do.
I get up between 5:30 and 6 a.m. every day.
Yeah. About 5:45 is when my alarm is.
We tape the show usually at 8:15 in the morning. And,
In bed at 10.
And then back in bed. Back to my hospital bed right after that. I wheel myself over there.
Your limit should be, and this to anyone who's listening, would be 1 to 2 energy drinks. So, Josh, watch yourself.
Right. That's good. I'm good there.
4 to 5 sodas. 4 to 5 sodas. Like, that's quite a bit. I've done it, but like 4 or 5 cans of Coke will do it.
You've done it in the last hour.
No, I haven't had any soda today. I've been drinking tea this week. I've been trying to cut back. And 10 to 15 cups of green tea. So, but I drink the black tea, like Lipton's. So that's got more caffeine. I think it's.
Do you drink Lipton tea?
Yeah, it's my favorite.
Really?
It's. I think it is neck and neck with coffee for caffeine.
Yeah, but it's also got the I think the mass-produced coffee teas are probably not that good for you. I don't know. I think that I had a story a million years ago.
A lot of the tea,
teas.
Mike, has feces on it, and I
yeah,
have
and
you got to
throw it out. You got to throw it
so
out.
So some of the signs that you've had too much caffeine. Have you had this on the occasion that you've sort of bailed
I have
on
had
caffeine
headaches on occasion, okay. And so that might be caffeine related.
And yep. Then if you overdo it, insomnia, jitteriness, heart palpitations, sweating, yep. Nausea, yep. And headaches.
Yep. Yeah.
So you can't overdo it.
Having all of them right now, experiencing all of them right now.
Did it start with this segment?
It started with this segment, absolutely. It did. Thank you. Very, very exciting, I tell you. We are having fun today, ladies and gentlemen.
Don't overdo it, folks. And Josh, switch to ice water. It's good for you.
You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show on Post Debate Wednesday. your expert analysis, and we'll unpack my least favorite
Stop
word.
Stop it. God, I hate that word.
Hey, everybody. Bonjour.
Hello.
Bonjour. One of the best ways to enrich your life is language. I love language. If you want to expand your horizons, you need the best in the business, Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone has been a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users, and they offer 25 languages. We are talking Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, and Rob's native tongue. You are so Polish.
Da, Mike, da.
Yes. Josh's people, too.
Oh, I tried it. I tried to learn Polish.
It's exciting.
It's not for me. I switched to another language.
Oh, very good. I'm gonna be going
but
with Japanese.
That's what's cool about Rosetta Stone is that I could just easily switch.
Any yeah. language you want, yeah.
Rosetta Stone immerses you in the language, no English translation, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. It's designed for long-term retention, which is really what it's all about. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's going to be like reading Pulp Fiction, where a work of Pulp Fiction, like one of those fluffy novels that you
goes through
put
your
in your
and
brain
you leave
it,
yeah.
And put out of your brain really, mm-hmm. really quickly. It's an amazing value. I'm talking about Rosetta Stone, a lifetime membership that offers lifetime access to all 25 language courses that Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off. That, ladies and gentlemen, is a steal.
It is.
Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. Our listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/TMOS today. And, I'm sorry, I got that wrong again. rosettastone.com/today. I didn't want to make
code,
sure yeah. you get the code right. rosettastone.com/today. 50% off on limited access 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today and do it right now, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
That
beautiful
Rosetta video. Stone is going to come in handy when you move to Thailand.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Looking forward to it. And a watch company in Thailand that's making amazing watches that they say are comparable to the Grand Seiko product.
Are they as good as the Trump watches?
The Trump watches, not quite sure. I don't think they're any better than those.
I heard those are the best.
Let's start with Al Bundy, the great Ed O'Neill.
Oh, yes.
A funny man on a talk show talking about a run-in with a star he did not recognize. This is
this woman came up to me and said, "Hi, again, nice to meet you." And I'm saying, "Hi, yes, nice to meet you." And I know she's famous, but I can't place her. And you want a selfie? Let's do a selfie. I said, sure. So I do. And then I text my daughter, Sophia, because she tells me
who
that was. And I said, I desperately need to know a name so that when I couldn't even say the name,
yeah.
Wonderful to meet you. And so I don't know if you have the picture.
Oh, God.
Taylor Swift.
That's funny.
And she said, "I'm having you committed."
That's a great story. We lost.
He is an unapologetic old man. I think he embraces his old manedness.
He is, and Modern Family. That the whole concept of Modern Family touches my life. So I love that. I love him in that show because I guess he would be the Mike in that show. Moving right along,
I'd be
we lost
the Manny.
A,
Yes, little Manny. Chunky Manny. We lost a legendary basketball player this week. Bikembe Mutombo. I used to love to do my impression when he did his commercial that says, "No, no, no."
That was SportsCenter, wasn't it? SportsCenter promo?
I
thought it was Geico.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
I think it was Geico.
Right, forgive me.
Yeah.
All right.
Charles Barkley, I love everything the man does. I'm such a fan. And what a sweet, sweet obit for Bikembe Mutombo.
Hey, guys. Charles here. Tough news. Tough news in the NBA today. One of the greatest people. He obviously was a great basketball player, but I've never met a nicer man, a humanitarian, philanthropist. Just one of the great people we've ever had in the NBA. This is a sad day for our NBA family. I've never met a nicer man than Dikembe Mutombo. My heart goes out to his family. My heart goes out to his kids. But this is just a sad day for the NBA family. We've lost a great man, not a great basketball player, a great man. We were all blessed to know Dikembe Mutombo. And the world is less of a better place without him. Rest in peace, big fella.
Beautiful.
That's sweet.
Absolutely.
You know, he
beautiful.
Doesn't need to do that. And it's
no,
just, it's
Charles
so genuine.
Barkley is a special human being. And
that's social media being used right, by the way.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
You know, we've all seen so many videos recently with all of the effects of Helene. I think it might be some sort of record with videos being posted because the effects of this storm so widespread up into the Carolinas. And you hear a lot about the landslides where the saturation of the ground and then the rainfall from Helene resulted in these mountains kind of sloughing off. This is not, I believe, from the Carolinas, but this gives you an idea, I believe, of what it's like when saturated ground results in a landslide. This is probably one of the best examples I've ever seen on video. Take a peek at this and see what happens.
Mountainside or a cliffside?
Looks like a cliff. Looks like rock. Yeah.
It's starting to drop a few stones, rocks.
There's a big one. And now look.
It changes the entire silhouette of the view. I mean, that was like a mountain going away. That's crazy.
Mother Nature, baby. It's horrible.
Don't screw with it.
You want sauce with that, Rob? I'm just curious. Do you
always
want sauce with that?
Yes, on the side,
all right,
if possible.
Josh, let's get Rob, let's get something with a little extra sauce. Okay.
Looks like a nice to-go package.
Don't know why
you
put sauce
God.
On the wrong side, but there's more sauce.
So much sauce.
Sauce on the container.
Puts it on his arm.
Sauce on the guy.
Oh, that's... Mike, that's too much. Too much sauce.
How many tattoos does Julia have? I know my daughters probably have 3, maybe 4.
Oh, she.
Sure.
I think Julia is between 12 and 15 now.
Really?
All over, yeah.
Can we roll that that video of Julia? I think
my
she's
daughter.
Got more than Rob knows.
Let's
What is the matter with you? Skin, red lips, so kissable, hard to resist.
Not my daughter.
All right,
also,
now Rob,
she's not big on piercings.
Rob, I got to ask you. We're going to show the video again.
Yeah.
And there's one particular feature that I want you to notice, because this is a feature that bothers you, that you are always aware of.
Okay.
And you comment on multiple celebrities that are part of this group of people.
Okay, let
so
me see.
I think
I'll try
I know,
not to
you know
focus
where I'm going.
On the piercings. Or,
okay, yeah,
or the,
try,
the
to, try to look. Because, see, I noticed
okay.
it.
I got it.
She got bad eyes.
She's got bad eyes. She's one of the cross-eyed people.
She's a cross-eyed person.
What the hell is going on with that eye? That's not a normal eye, is it?
No, she could be a Dixie chick if she got the outfit.
That's it. They're just the chicks now, Rob. They're just the chicks.
Oh, well, Mike, in my eyes, they will always be just this thing. They'll be great. That's what they are.
I am not an unabashed fan of Pete Rose. I thought Pete Rose did himself more damage than he needed to.
I agree.
I will tell you this. That no one And I mean, no one can argue with the ability that man had and the hustle. They call him Charlie Hustle.
Charles
that he
Hustle.
Had as a player. So finally today, we leave you with some words from the great Pete Rose
banquets
later.
All the time, right? And when I'm done with the banquet, I always take questions. And I was doing one about a month and a half ago, so I forgot where it was at. And the guy raised his hand and asked me a question. And he said, what do you think you'd hit if you were playing today? And I thought for a moment, I says, I don't know, 190, 195. He said, wow, pitching's really that good? I said, no, you dumbass, I'm 82 years old.
There you go. That's Charlie Hustle. That's a good line right there. I like that a lot.
That's pretty great, yeah.
And that's when he was 82 last year. We'll take a break and come back with more good stuff from Rob Spiewak right here. You, ladies and gentlemen, are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, 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 whoa. And I always talk until this is over.
I love that about you.
Thanks. Did you know Americans pay about twice as much for their wine as the rest of the world? Yeah, they have laws dating all the way back to Prohibition that get these wholesalers
Volstead
to make big
Act.
Margins.
Ooh.
That's crazy. It's not cool. This podcast is sponsored by Naked Wines. They are a subscription service that seamlessly connects you to the finest independent winemakers on the planet. You will get a box of the market's best quality wines for a fraction of the price you'd normally pay in stores. Plus, you can pause or cancel at any time. Go to nakedwines.com/TMOS, click enter voucher in the top right when you get to the website, then you enter our code. That, don't be confused with this. That's
right.
TMOS. Do it for both the code and the password to get six bottles of wine for just $39.99, shipping included. That's $100 off and less than $7 per bottle. NakedWines.com/TMOS and use the code and password TMOS to grab six bottles for just $39.99. NakedWines.com/TMOS, code and password TMOS for $100 off your first six bottles. And cheers, ladies and gentlemen.
Mike, where are you on, like, I would call them novelty beers? And some of them really do have, like, a heritage. Like, you get the strawberry-flavored beers. I think they're called lambics that are cherry beers and stuff like that.
I get that confused with microbreweries because I think that one of my all-time favorites when we were up in Maine was Smiling Irish Bastard.
Right, that's a microbrewery. I wouldn't call that a
microbrew.
Novelty.
A novelty would be more like weird flavors, right?
Yeah, and you know what? Everyone goes APS for pumpkin ale. Even when I drank, I didn't like it that much.
I didn't mind it because it had a real kick to it. I like the alcohol on it.
But if you're going to the Texas County Fair, Mike, you might be aware of this new beer.
And kick off on Friday, and guess
this
what?
This guy.
Fairgoers this year, well, they're going to get some weird stuff, right? Which it's part of the fair. Going to see some of their classic fair foods and some new ones as well. Fletcher's Corny Dogs will return to the fair this year. Last year, they sold 518,000 corny dogs, but this year, they're partnering with the Fort Worth Brewery to bring you a new item. For the first time ever, they're going to be selling, dun-dun-dun, mustard beer.
Have y'all tried it?
No, I never heard of it before.
Oh, it sounds interesting.
It sounds good, because mustard's kind of tangy.
And beer is beer. So
you
shut up.
No.
Great analysis. That lady. Yeah. Do you know why they don't show them? Do you know why they spent 20 seconds on just a still shot of the can? Because they don't want to hear what this lady says. Tangy? Sounds tangy. Yeah.
Sounds gross is what it does. Tell the truth to your audience. Come on now, please.
Must have been a tremendous slow news day to devote that much time to that.
Tangy.
Mike, I know your favorite comic of all time is George Carlin. If I was forced to choose my favorite of all time, you're going to give me crap for this, but it's Groucho Marx.
Okay.
And today is Groucho's 134th birthday. Right. And I wanted to give you, if you guys, you know, you can dismiss the Marx Brothers as last century all you want, but Duck Soup, a movie from, I think, 1933, is perfect. 69 minutes long and a scathing, really political commentary. But I've always enjoyed this scene at the Chamber of Commerce for his mythical country, Fredonia. Here's some classic Groucho on his birthday.
All right, meeting's called to order.
Your Excellency, here's the Treasury Department's report. I hope you'll find it clear.
Clear? Why, a four-year-old child could understand this report. Run out and find me a four-year-old child. I can't make head or tail out of it. And now, members of the cabinet, we'll take up old business.
I wish to discuss the tariff.
Sit down. That's new business. No old business? Very well. And we'll take up new business.
Now about that tariff.
Too late. That's old business already. Sit down.
Gentlemen, as your Secretary of War, I...
The Secretary of War is out of order. Which reminds me, so is the plumbing. Make a note of that.
So that movie was so anti-government at a time that no one was anti-government. Mussolini banned it in Italy because he thought it was a direct attack on the way the Italian government was running things. Wow. It really does hold up, but happy birthday, Groucho. Many, many good laughs.
Do you think that holds up?
I do. Well, if you watch the whole thing in
context. He doesn't. I'm being kind here. I didn't want to do that. There was not a laugh in that clip.
I was being kind until you said it holds up.
Okay, well, we have different likes, I suppose.
Now, there are people that like it. You like wordplay.
I do. Clever wordplay. Wordplay
for me will always be comedy that is for the deliverer and not for the receiver, in my humble opinion.
Well, Mike, to me, the deliverer is Jesus Christ. And so let's keep that in mind.
I was quiet. Josh is just being honest.
I know. Well, maybe it would be a good time for Josh to be quiet, too. We all choose our moments. You know, I'm part of this show, too. My name might not be on it.
No, but you love what you love. And I was being okay, wasn't
yeah,
I?
Yeah, you
I
were. You were okay. Fine. And I was
but
almost
you had to say
clip.
That extra thing. It really holds up. And that nothing could be further from the truth.
I've taken people that are not fans or even know of the group to see that movie in a theater, and they walk away fans of the movie. It's a tremendous film.
It is. You said it's only 69 minutes. I will give it a try.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate
you know what?
It.
If you're going to give it a try, I won't.
I assume it's still on the internet since it holds up.
Actually, they're just going to upload. I mean, it's only been out 100 years, so I think they're uploading it next
you
week.
Look, you cannot argue with the foundational impact of the Marx Brothers. They set the table for a lot of acts that followed, so they are iconic.
They really are.
How about that, huh?
And also, I will say this. If the scene seemed to move a little slow, it's because they were the first filmed comedy team to allow for laughs in a movie theater. They didn't want their lines to be missed, so there were pauses that were deliberate so people in the theater could laugh. People here weren't laughing, but in 1930, they were laughing.
I think that's making way too many assumptions on the audience.
Well, Mike, let's move on. Maybe I'll just back into this bush over here.
No, you're fine. Go ahead, please.
Happy birthday, Groucho.
Groucho!
So, are you... I'm not a big guy that cares about what goes on around my neighborhood. If someone wants to put something up and it's an eyesore, I deal with it. I'm sure I've put stuff out that people don't like, Christmas decorations or stuff like that, fine. But this place, I think this is Tucson, they do not like their revamped McDonald's money.
McDonald's in the Catalina foothills has been getting a lot of attention lately, some of it for an unusual reason that left some nearby homeowners frustrated. Okay. This is where Tucson's chief investigative reporter, Cora Sylander, is live near Swan and Sunset Roads with more on what all the fuss is about. Chorus.
Hello, Sean. This
Mike, his name is Chorus.
And he's lazy with the microphone.
He's lazy with the microphone, and he's got a big Tony Soprano Italian wedding shirt on. Let's see what Chorus has to say.
Here just went through a full rebuild, had its grand reopening earlier this week. Among all the fanfare was a very large inflatable Ronald McDonald up on the roof. I want to show you a photograph here of exactly what I'm talking about. That
is there anything better than a short sleeve formal shirt?
Yeah. Yeah, a dress shirt.
Highlander, yeah. Mike, people don't like this inflatable McDonald's logo.
Why? Got a lot of attention here, but not exactly all the attention that the business was hoping for. Several nearby homeowners complained to the restaurant and News 4 Tucson. Those I spoke with seemed to take issue with the giant mascot protruding through the pristine scenic views out here in this pretty upscale area. I spoke with Paul Diaz, the owner of Diaz Management, Inc., which is the largest McDonald's franchise owner in Southern Arizona.
Rich
He's
guy.
Made the decision now
rich guy.
To take it down.
Would this set a precedent for all the drive-thrus and McDonald's in town? And we'd end up like a huge theme park.
Our intent was never to make anyone upset, not one customer at all. So
He's got
made
a roast to
the
do.
Business decision to
Jeff Ross.
He's a doppelganger for Jeff Ross.
And they're talking about preserving the beautiful skyline of Tucson. It just looked like strip malls and nail places.
No, there was a beautiful mountain range in back of it. Didn't you see that?
Yeah, but Ronald's not going to block that.
They had a statue of Groucho on that mountain range. You'd love it, and you'd be mad at Ronald.
Exactly. Well, Mike, I have this for that.
All right.
Damn.
That's all I got.
That's all. That's okay. How you doing, pal? You doing all right?
You know, sometimes you have a day. That's all.
We have a great, great show for you tomorrow. Very special day tomorrow with Rob and his son coming in here. And I appreciate them covering for me tomorrow.
We appreciate
that. And at a wonderful Butter Show this week as well. Don't forget the money grubbing. Greed is good. Gordon Gekko, Radiothon Cocktail Hour, October 5th. The Mike O'Mara Show will be with you with costumes on Saturday night starting at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Please join us for that and send in your questions. And, you know, if you want to dress up too, like we're dressing up, go ahead.
You know what would be a great costume? Groucho Marx.
Maybe I'll come as Groucho instead of a minion. That's the strangest thing I've ever heard.
See, that makes me feel good.
For Rob Spiewak and Josh Soroka, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
So long, folks.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
The rent stays like a buffer.
Stripping down butt naked, bending over, all you could see was cellulite hanging in pubic hair.
Well, I don't get they bring the income, but they're
how about that?
AI might be the most important innovation ever. It's storming every industry with literally billions being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs the right data and a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? Time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, and application development with AI embedded across it all. And Oracle Sovereign Cloud helps you address your requirements for location, access, and data residency. OCI provides blazing fast speeds for AI's demanding workloads. And in the cloud, when you pay by the minute, speed matters. And of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. If you want OCI to help you do more and spend less, like Uber, the Premier League, and Oracle Red Bull Racing, take a free test drive at oracle.com/bandwidth. That's oracle.com/bandwidth. Oracle.com/bandwidth.